Have you ever come across the term link baiting? I've recently been accused of doing exactly that, link baiting. So I recently wrote a blog post, which was 8 ways that we managed to increase e-commerce revenue by 10,000%. And several people accused me of link baiting in that situation. And actually, some of them pretty much implied that I was lying about the stats on that site, which I wasn't at all. And other people said, well, it must have been a very low starting point and, you know, in order to get that level of growth, which it wasn't, and all the rest of it. So there were a lot of accusations flying around. And but this term link baiting kept coming up. So I had a look on Wikipedia to find out exactly what people meant when they said link baiting. I had an idea of what I thought it meant. And it would appear that Matt Cutts from Google came up with the term or first kind of coined it. And he described it as any title or link that is designed to grab people's attention. So was I link baiting when I wrote that title? Absolutely. Of course I was. Of course you want to write a title for your blog post that grabs somebody's attention. And what better way than to talk about a massive growth in sales? And it's a great case study for us. Of course it is. But that's a good thing, isn't it? It's a good thing to bait links and encourage people to read your content. Surely we should all be doing that, especially if you then follow through and deliver on that great title. You don't want to create a title that is untrue. You don't want to create a title that doesn't relate to the article. But if it does both of those things, if it is true and it does relate to the article, then surely coming up with a heading that justifies the content of the post is exactly what you want to be doing. And that's not just for your own benefit, that's the benefit of the readers as well, that they're getting a title that grabs their attention and draws them in and provides good content at the end of it. So, am I a link baiter? Absolutely I am. And I think we should all be looking to create great titles, great links, great headings that grab people's attention and draw them in. After all, that's what good copywriting is all about. And that's what's been done by newspapers for years and magazines and everyone else. Why suddenly has this word link baiting got negative connotations?